hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna. I hope you guys are having a great morning. I think it's a wonderful Sunday. I'm going to be outside, so you're going to be hearing the birds chirping and me running around with my dogs. Gosh, I think Satan is trying to attack me this morning. I literally had to switch phones because my phone froze on me, and I don't know. He must have something planned in this service this morning. So, anyway, let's just open up in prayer. Lord, I just thank you so much for this morning. I thank you for all that you are and everything that you mean to us in our lives. And I just pray right now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would just come and engulf us and sit with us and let us feel as your arms through him wrapped around us, Lord. And I just pray that your word wouldn't come forth, and it would penetrate the hearts of the listeners online and live today, and that everyone would just be blessed by the goodness and faithfulness that you are. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I would like to first start and say thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited, B&B Builders and Remodelers, Spa Gems, and Naturopathic Center for Wellness. Every week we just have to say thank you because it's by your faithfulness that we are able to bring this show to our listeners each week. So, okay, well, it's been over a month now that A Heart for Worship has been added to the show, and it's interesting to me how things evolve and grow and change, and it's always for the better, and everything we do is just from glory to glory to glory. So I hope that as the listeners out there tune in, that they're just being filled and lifted up each week as we do our show. I really want to spend the next few weeks, so I really encourage everyone to continue to tune in, the next few weeks speaking on faith and grace. As I chose the music this week, I chose songs this week by Chris Tomlin, and Chris Tomlin is, to me, just an amazing singer. He has just an amazing anointing in his voice and the words and the lyrics that he chooses, and so I know that in my past, as I've grown in my walk with the Lord, I'll over and over and over again played his music. So you'll hear in his songs today a lot about faith and a lot about grace. And as we listened in the first song, you know, he talked about our God's greater, our God is stronger, our God's higher than any other. And I was listening to it and I thought, gosh, you know, we sing those songs, but there's times in our life, I'm sure, that, you know, we question that. Is he greater? Is he stronger? Is he higher than any other? Because we get so consumed in our circumstances that we start to question our faith. And that's just the bait of Satan. That's what he wants to do. He wants to deceive us. And so I really just kind of prayed about it. And I woke up this morning, and again, faith was just totally on my heart. So I looked at the word faith in the dictionary just to get, you know, our layman's terms of what faith is, because a lot of times people, you know, and I know I'm guilty of that. One of the things I used to walk around and say is, you know, I'm not religious, I have faith. And because religion and that word is just so, to me, is so suffocating. It's so constricting. It's not freeing. It's not, at least to me, that's my personal opinion. And that's just because, you know, we can be given rules, but if those rules aren't surrounded with grace and faith and love, then they're just that, they're rules. And so when looking up the word faith, what I found is it said it's confidence or trust in a person or thing, belief that is not based on proof, belief in God and a system of religious beliefs. So it just confirmed, you know, I believe that faith is just that. It's trust. And I think, you know, as you go through the Bible, and this is why we're going to take a few weeks looking at faith and grace, because they go hand in hand, and they go hand in hand with trust. And as you look in the back of your Bible, you'll see just endless, endless, endless scriptures about faith. And the one that first came to me this morning as I was looking them up was Isaiah 7:9. It says, if you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. And I think that's where we get that layman's term, if you don't, you know, stand, you'll fall for anything. So, you know, what is our faith? What does our faith look like? I know for me, as I've grown over the years, the circumstances in my life have taught me to have a greater faith. It's taught me that, you know, in my weaknesses, He makes me strong. And sometimes for others, because they're not solid yet in their walk with Christ, it's not that they're any, you know, I'm any better than the next person or, you know, they're any better than me. It's just we're all working out that salvation and our relationship with Christ. But the Bible talks about having faith of a mustard seed. And for those of us listening that have been saved and have accepted Christ as their Savior, or those that are, you know, feeling that tugging at their heart, that's that faith of a mustard seed. That's that faith saying there's something greater than myself that loves me, that wants good for me, that wants to give me an abundant life. And I believe that Jesus died on the cross. And that belief is faith. And when we take that step of faith and believe and accept Christ as our Savior, we're taking a mustard seed saying, okay, I believe that this is true. And God says that with faith of a mustard seed, He can move mountains. So we get saved and we move on, and then where do we go from there? And that's where we have to walk our faith out daily and our trust. And I'll never forget one of my pastors said to me, well, not just to me, but to our congregation, you know, he had an acronym. And if any of you guys have been around us ladies with Church Reboot and our show and Maria Magdalena Ministries, real high on acronyms. So I know that they're listening, and if they hear this, they'll get a kick out of this one. His acronym for STAND was Simply Trust and Never Doubt. And, you know, simple word, but sometimes that's really hard to walk out. You know, how do we sometimes have faith that God has a greater purpose when we're in the midst of, you know, loss of a loved one or, you know, devastation in our finances or, you know, devastation with, for instance, the people that have been hit by hurricanes and their towns are destroyed? How do we stand and simply trust and never doubt? And that's where that faith of a mustard seed comes in. And really, it just comes down to surrendering our wills to God and just saying, you have a plan. And even when Christ was ready to ascend to heaven, he came to, I believe it was Timothy. And Timothy was one of those ones that had to see to believe. And Jesus said, greater is he that sees who doesn't see and believes. And I may be getting this messed up, but greater is he that doesn't see and believe than he that sees and believes. And I'll have to find that scripture and look it up. But that's kind of where we're going with this. I have a lot to talk about. Lord just started pouring a bunch of things on me this morning, and there's just too much to go through in 10 minutes. So I just really encourage you guys to take this next, you know, 15 minutes, listen to the music, let it just absorb in your heart, be renewed. Take that acronym of STAND to simply trust and never doubt, and check your faith and see where you're at. And wherever you're at, that's okay. But just know that we're going to dive into the Word in the next few weeks on faith and really get a good understanding of how we can build up our faith and lift up our hands, because our God is holy, and he's just holy, and he's deserving of it, and he loves us. So please enjoy the music. This is Holy is the Lord.
My hands to believe again. laser eyes. Let's see the rise.
Guys enjoyed the show. We're going to cut out just a few minutes early so we have time to go into the next show. Please log on the next few weekends as we really divulge and dive into what faith and grace is. And I just hope you guys have a blessed day today and that you enjoy this church reboot, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple.
This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house. waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sisters Sunday.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday, and before we start, I want you all just to get up because it is time to celebrate. We will see you back in 4 minutes and 4 seconds.
Oh! Peterson.
Hello and welcome to Soul Sister Radio. This is Maria DiGiovanni on Soul Sister Sunday, and this is Church Reboot. And we have Rebecca Lawler on the East Coast, and we know you only have a couple minutes, my beautiful friend. So say hello to the audience and tell us all what you have been experiencing. Congratulations to Claire. She has graduated, so tell us all about it.
Thank you. Good. She graduated yesterday. Love yeah. So we are very, very proud of her. We have enjoyed our friends and meeting and family, and we're getting ready to have a graduation party here for her today in the backyard. It's a beautiful day, and all of her friends and all of our family are coming to join us and to share in this special, special time in her life. And so, yeah, it's just been a beautiful, just a beautiful last 2 days. And I can tell you that I actually had an out-of-body experience yesterday, Maria.
Oh, tell us.
Well, you know, you excited about all of this, and, you know, you wait for a moment in time when your only daughter is, like, graduating from, you know, high school, and it was just, it was surreal. She goes to a great Catholic school here in Williamsburg, and, you know, the children marched in, and it was just a beautiful mass, and, you know, they received their diplomas, and it was just a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, experience. And to see these young people and children, you know, such young kids going off into the world and starting their lives, and, you know, and what's amazing to me is that they all know God, and that they all love God, and that they have such a strong belief in, you know, who they are in Christ. And it's awesome to sit at my age, 44, and see this happening. So I'm just so proud of her and all of the kids that graduated yesterday. And it's so great to be on the show with you guys for just a few minutes.
Just for a few minutes. We'll go ahead and open right in prayer, because I want Magdalena to pray over Claire and all of our graduates and everyone that is 2012. Yeah, 2012, Dragon Slayers, okay? And we just want to say prayer over everyone that's graduating and focus forward up to the next level, and also to our star in the sky and to our astronaut in the sky. So hold on one moment.
Our man in the sky.
There we go.
Yes. Good morning, everyone, and want to start us in prayer and say, dear morning, Father in heaven, I am so happy to be here with you and everyone who's listening to Soul Sister Radio. And it's just, I can just imagine you and the angels in heaven celebrating, dancing, you know, having the little tambourines going off, you know, a true celebration in heaven. And I think of the day that we all can be united with you, Father. And as we celebrate Clara's graduation and all those graduates and people celebrating birthdays, Father, we think how lucky we are to celebrate life with you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for everything that he did for us, that he died for us on the cross, and that we can celebrate life through him, Father. And I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, to the Builders, obviously Rebecca Lawler Limited. We have Spa Gems as well, Naturopathic Center for Wellness, and our astronaut in the stars, to our brother Joe Acaba, that we pray over him and the crew that is up there with him, and that we send blessings to them, Father. And thank you so much for giving us a reason to celebrate every day, Father. We love you so much. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Rebecca, do you know how amazing it is to look up?
Thank you for that
sky?
Beautiful prayer.
Isn't she great?
She's
a
prayer warrior.
I know. Isn't she great?
She's amazing.
It's our little angel prayer here. But it's amazing to me how our dreams, no matter how big we think our dreams are, and Claire, I know, is dreaming big, and I just want all the people out there to look up in the sky, because
there years ago. I have known the Akaba family since I was 15 years old, and I can remember a little boy looking up at me saying, "I'm going to be up in the, you know, in the sky someday," and those dreams come true. And so I just want you to share just a little bit with the audience before you have to go. Any last thoughts before you go? Because I know this is an exciting time for you.
Yeah. No, I just love all of you all. You know, it's been an amazing 6 months that we've all had together. And being on the show on Sundays is, it really is so rewarding to me, and working with you all and having everyone listen, and just my love and blessings to all, and to all the graduates of 2012. You know, yesterday in graduation, they, you know, all the school blessed them, and I send blessings out to everyone. And I love you all, and thank you for being in my life. And it's just love to you all. And have a great show. If I get a chance, I may call in, if that's okay. Say hey.
Before you go, real quick, Becky has joined us for Church Reboot. So say hello to Becky. And then
hi,
you can
Becky. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you, Becky? Good to talk to you. Hello?
Is she there?
I might have lost you. I'm here. I love you all.
Okay,
sorry,
please.
My phone was on mute.
Right. Thank you. Have a great show.
Give Claire all of our hugs and kisses, and it's time to celebrate.
So,
all right, good. Thank you so much.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
See you.
Okay. Bye.
Becky, thank you so much, Becky, for joining us. I know Rebecca is so grateful because she had to run. And so thank you. And how do you love doing the show at 7:30? Tell our audience who hasn't had the opportunity to be able to listen to you yet on A Heart for Worship. Tell our audience about the show. Celebrate in the morning on Sundays.
You know, I love having the show at 7:30, and I still really am in prayer about going for a full hour because we have this awesome producer, Jed, who he just rocks, and I don't want to lose him, so I'm really praying about that. But I love getting up. I set my alarm for, you know, I maybe sleep, pick Saturdays to have that little extra time to sleep in. Otherwise, I'm usually up by 6 every morning. And so Sunday's no different, and it's just nice because the house is quiet other than my crazy animals that keep me busy. And, you know, I just get up and spend time with the Father and listen to the music that he's given me each week and just really, really get excited to know it's going to impart something to someone who's listening. And that's what it's all about. It's all about just letting the Holy Spirit just fill us where we need to be filled. And everybody has individual needs, but God knows them all. He knows every single one of our needs. And so it's pretty awesome. And whatever's going on, he's got some big plans, because I'm telling you, this morning I seriously had some technical difficulties.
Well, I'll go back and I'll listen to it. But again, I know that those technical difficulties, like I said, there's no devil in hell that wants any of us to succeed. So you know what? Bring on the technical difficulties. Our armor is strong, except for right now.
Oh, I put my cell phone on mute, and yesterday I listened to the words of our songs over and over and over again, and this morning it just, when the Lord put faith on my heart and I woke up with that and all the scripture and things he was pouring into me hit me, and then I heard the songs before the show, I literally knew, it just hit me. I was in tears because that song was so powerful and the words were so powerful of I Lift My Hands. And I'm like, okay, we'll just sit here for a while in faith. And right before the show, or right before the song ended, I couldn't get my phone to come off mute. So anyway, long story short, you're right. There's no devil in hell, but God, no one's higher than God. So amen to that.
That's right, and I'm really excited because it is a time to celebrate, and it is a graduation time. And again, it doesn't really matter if you're graduating from high school or kindergarten or just graduating to a new level in life.
and because that is what we're called to do. And when we are at that place of graduation or that place of going up to the next level, it's a crossroads. It's like a pitchfork in the road, and that's kind of a scary thing. So I want Magdalena, because right now I just want to focus on all the positive and the good that celebration and change brings. So I want her to read 2 Samuel 6:5.
It says, David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating with their might before the Lord with songs, with harps, lyres, tambourines, sistrums, and cymbals. They were celebrating.
They were celebrating. Okay. And then Psalm 96:11-12. And again, my question to all the audience out there is, who and where do you want to be? And who do you want to be when the sun comes shining down? Because I know the sun is shining down, because you're right, Becky. Anointing is kind of crazy, and we are all standing under the sunshine. So I want Magdalena to read Psalm 96:11-12.
Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all it has in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. And then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes.
Yay, Deuteronomy.
Amen.
These are some good scriptures. If you know any scriptures, Beck, throw it in. But the next one, Deuteronomy 26:11.
26:11 sounds awesome.
Stop.
Okay, 11, where did you go? Before my eyes. And you and the Levites and the aliens among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given you and your household.
Man, did it say aliens? Jimmy, James is going to be so happy. Read it again, just for him.
When I read that, I thought of Jimmy James.
Jimmy James, my man, listen to this.
And you and the Levites and the aliens among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household.
He's going to love that. Becky, I cannot wait for you to meet Jimmy James. And, go ahead.
No, I've seen your post with him. Yeah, he looks like he is full of life.
Oh, he is just, he truly is a messenger from above, and he is just,
He is the message mom.com,
okay, and he is just, we are so blessed to have him, and he is just such an incredible spirit, and sometimes,
he's too cool.
He is just too cool, and he's an artist, of course, so he is just a blessing, though, and that's Jimmy James. But I want to go on to our first song, and that song is called The Sound of Sunshine. And when I say sunshine, I mean sun, S-O-N. And this is a song that we sing because we're here prepared for him. So, you're the one I want to be with. That is what this song says. And when it says you're the one, there is 1 in 3 women out there that are hurt by the time they're 18 years old. And you know what? God has blessed me with a pool of amazing number ones in my life. So you women and those men out there that have followed us and have witnessed and have been our guardians, you are the one that I want to be with when the sun comes shining down. Who else would I want, Becky, but you and Coretta and Doreen and all the women and Magdalena and Rebecca? Who else would I want near me when the sun comes shining down, right? And exactly, those choices that we've diligently made, because if you've listened to the last 6 months, we've given you some tools to make the right choices, to clean out your cup and to find the right friends that you choose to be your family. And you're the one I want to be with. He is the one. So I want you to sit back and listen to The Sound of Sunshine.
It's all the aliens.
It's all the aliens.
1, 2, 3. Be like I got the place. never ends. With my guitar on the beach there with all my friends. The sun's so hot and the waves in motion. And everything smells like suntan lotion. The ocean and the girl's so sweet. So kick off your shoes and relax your feet. They say that miracles are never ceasing. And every single song needs a little releasing. Stereo bumper till the sun goes down. And I only want to hear that sound.
Shining down, and one of the things, actually, I'm going to take you to a different scripture, John 2, 6 through 11, because I want to make a point that the first miracle that Jesus ever did, that he ever performed, where was it at, Becky? Do you remember?
Oh, my goodness, you're quizzing me now. I believe it's when he turned water into wine, isn't it?
At a celebration. So I want Magdalene to read. Yes, I want her to read John 2, 6 through 11.
Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. That's a lot of wine. And Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he said to them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, everyone brings out the choice wine first and the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now. This, the first of miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee.
I want to make a point because this is coming in right now, and Becky, you may need to help me on this because this is an incoming. I want to make a point. This was the first thing that he did, okay, but it was a graduation moment for him because if you read a little bit before that scripture.
It was before his time.
Exactly. He did not want to do it, and his mama, just like you are with your mama right now, his mama came up and she said, no, your time is now. You need to step it up. And not only did he step it up, but he saved the best for last, so they thought. So I want you to go back and read, unless you know it, Becky, the scripture that talks about how his mother said, this is the time, and he said no. Because the point is, change is scary. Graduation and looking at that open door to the next level sometimes is really scary, and Magdalene is flagging me, so here she goes.
When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. She wanted to party too. She wanted to celebrate. And he says, dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my time has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. Yalla, do it.
Do it. So,
you know, what I think is awesome about that scripture is that, you know, it's not, to me anyway, I don't think that, you know, it says the joy of the Lord is our strength, and God wants us to have joy and to celebrate and to live. And I think that it's important to note that the mother, you know, Jesus was saying, no, it's not my time. his mom, who has been so in tune with God since she, you know, bore his child, that she knew, even she knew that her son would be hesitant, and she was that confirmation. And we all have to have confirmation in our walk with Christ. We all have to have the headlights line up through confirmation of the scripture and confirmation through other believers. And that's how God speaks to us. And that's how we know he is who he says he is. And I think it's really important because we all have to have those, what I call armor bearers around us as we walk in the steps and the callings that God places on us.
Right. I love how all this is working out because the next song is truly a song that is all about him and our relationship with him, and singing, and this truly is Jesus and Joe singing to each of us, through each of us, out to each other. And that's basically what you just said. And scripture that I want Magdalena to read right now, because one of the things that is so important to what you just said, Becky, is how you get to that place, and the way that you do that is to really believe in God's promises, okay? You can have all the people around you, but if you're not a Christian and you really don't know, you have to believe in his promises. And one of the most simplest, greatest little promises that he has given us, that it doesn't matter what religion you are, what faith you are, what color you are, what continent you live on, this is the greatest promise, because it's so simple. And right now, I want everybody to look out in the world, and all you fashionistas out there, because color, right now, it's all about color. So I want you to sit back and think about what that color is as Magdalena explains the promise.
Yes, and I think the Irish understood it best, but the leprechaun exactly. And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all the living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on this earth."
Amen. Do you see what I see? And I wrote this down because
it's a part at the end of the rainbow.
A part at the end of the rainbow. But do you see what I see? And we were watching, she made me watch the movie with blue people the other day, Becky.
Avatar.
I don't watch a lot of movies or a lot of TV, obviously, since I didn't know what
these. Very spiritual.
And I see, and that is one thing that I did get from the movie, is that they did see. And it's really important that people do look up and see the promises. And the next song I want to play is called "I'm Free." And truly is me singing to you, Becky, you singing to me, us singing to Magdalena, Magdalena singing it out to everybody. Coretta, everybody in the chat room, just sit back and listen to "I'm Free," because the promises is that rainbow, and that's the truth, and it does set you free. And we're going to come back and read scripture, John 8:32. So actually, why don't you read it now, John 8:32, as she Bible thumps.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, 32.
It says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
And the great thing is, I'm free. Sit back and listen.
Do you see what I see? A rainbow shining over us. In the middle of a hopeless storm. Oh. Sometimes I'm blinded by my feelings, and I can see beyond my troubled mind. Afraid of what I'll find, the story of our life, but there's tomorrow. Cause I'm free, I'm free. And
I know what I am looking for. It's just really, really super amazing. And you know what's really great is, do you need a friend right now? The greatest thing that I'm experiencing right now with all of you ladies and these incredible gentlemen in our lives right now is that we are all coming together and locking on this four board that we have as our puzzle pieces. And if you've ever really put a puzzle together, have you ever noticed that you guys, that the puzzle pieces lock into each other, and that when you have a puzzle, if you lift up the end of a puzzle, it all comes with it because you're all interlocked with each other. And that truly is a great experience to watch all the puzzle pieces come to the board, and then how we're all putting the puzzle pieces in, because they all look the same. They all are kind of shaped the same. You know, one of those annoying puzzles that...
I used to do puzzles all the time.
Oh, I used to do puzzles too, but that's an annoying puzzle when they all look the same.
No, I love it more challenging.
Oh,
God gave us that board.
Yeah, I used to literally break your mind over these puzzles. Don't pick on this.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. Say it again.
Don't pick on this.
Okay. So did you love that song, Becky?
You know, that song was beautiful, and as I was listening to it, you know, and I was thinking about the scripture that Maria just read, it was one that I'd come across a few weeks ago about how the trees will sing, and it was when I was thinking of Magdalena for some reason, so it's funny that she read it today. You know, the trees will sing. Everything that lives and breathes is because God breathed life into it, and they're all free. Every bit of it is free, and I really just had it hit me that we're free, and the only thing that really keeps us in bondage from that freedom is our own mindset and our own limited, you know, things going on in our brain because of what we've experienced in life. We can get knocked down, kicked down, you know, dirt kicked on us, spit on us, whatever you want to call it, but we can still, like Jesus and God says, the remnant shall rise. We can rise up from the ashes, and we are still free. We can be free to choose. We can free to dance. We can free to sing. We are free to do whatever we want to do despite the circumstance because of what his son did on the cross for us.
Amen. I love another prayer warrior. I love when you women get together. It just is so amazing. And speaking of having you all around us, there is something that I want to have a break in saying, a commercial break, and that is to welcome our brand new four charity team to our puzzle board, and that is Miss Nepal with her Live with a Heart for Danielle. And we are so excited that she graduated, and I was explaining to her that all of us have come from kind of like a high school, you know what I mean, Becky? And I know Coretta is going to know what I'm talking about, and Magdalena yep. and I talked about this earlier, is we've all been in high school, and all of the study tools that we have in our toolbox up until this point truly was from a high school, and now we're graduating. And one of the things that I've been trying to clarify with God is to really tell me, show me what Four is all about, and Four is the foundation of Soul Sister Radio and Soul TV.com. And what is the foundation? And Magdalena, explain to me, because I didn't go to college, okay, what a fraternity is and what a sorority is. And truly, can you explain to our audience, because I want to for them to really understand what Soul Sister Radio is for them and our foundation of four, and how this truly is like we're graduating from where we were, especially from where all of us women have met. God bless it, okay? And what a great high school it's been, right? Woohoo! We have won, okay?
We're going on to our doctorate.
We're on the doctorate. But I want you to explain, because truly that is what Soul Sister Radio is all about. It is our sorority. It is our fraternity. So explain what that means and how we are graduating to that next level.
Well, it's really, like Maria said, about locking arms, and it's a brotherhood, it's a sisterhood, it's being there for one another, really calling each other higher. As it states in Proverbs, you know, iron sharpens iron, and that's what we are. When we come together, we are edifying each other with the word of God. We are edifying each other with the examples in our lives, or just, you know, by speaking the truth in love. When we fall short, you know, somebody has to, you know, kind of take on the responsibility and call us out to make that change, because then we are only stunting our own growth. And this is where the sisterhood, the brotherhood comes in, and we do it out of love. We are compelled by love, God's love, and this is what we are when we are together, when we are banded, and, you know, we can call each other brothers and sisters, and we can say to each other, I'm here for you. Lean on me. I'll be there for you. All these words of support and encouragement and love is what really a sisterhood and a brotherhood is, and this is what we have in Christ Jesus.
Amen. I love that. And our biggest graduation and the biggest celebration that we all are having and we all are going to have, and yes, we're all graduating and we're all moving from our high schools and our colleges onto the next level, but the biggest and the greatest celebration in graduation is when we see him again. And when we get that moment, when Nepal sees Danielle again, when Mama sees her babies again, it's when we get that time. And again, Soul Sister Sunday, the church reboot show, we don't normally play Christian songs or spiritual songs based, but today we are, because I do think that it was in the secular world, this particular song, because I can only imagine what it's going to be like, Becky, Magdalena, Coretta, everybody in the guest or the chat room. Thank you, our listeners, for listening, because, wow, I can only imagine what it's going to be like for Mama to see her two sons. And graduating from this moment, I want her to truly understand that if she just keeps her focused on him, she can only imagine what it's going to be like in order for her to get through whenever you lose something. And this is a really important scripture that I want Magdalena to read right now, and it's Luke 15:32.
And one thing I want to say before the scripture is called the parable of lost sons. And as he comes home, it says, my son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So we are celebrating him being found. And Maria's going crazy because my work phone is ringing and she's trying to find it to shut it down, and she has found it. So now she can celebrate again. But celebrating coming home, it's a homecoming.
Yes. And we can only imagine. And that's what is really important, that this next song, and I just want you just to sit back and listen, because he was dead and now he's alive. And here we are. We have graduated from one point, and here we are. We're getting ready to live and graduate to the next level, focused forward. So I want you to sit back, and then we're going to come back and read a couple more scriptures. Magdalena? Come on back and call her back into the room.
I want you to read Isaiah 57:19.
Come on, Isaiah.
Isaiah, she Bible thumps. Isaiah 57:19. And don't you love live shows?
Okay, 19. It says, creating praise on the lips of the mourners of Israel. Peace and peace to those far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them.
I want you just to sit back and listen to I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
Imagine what it's going to be like for any mother who has lost their child. I can only imagine what it's going to be like for Nepal to look in Danielle's face or for Mama to look into her son's eyes. I can only imagine what it's going to be like for us to be able to go, wow, everything that we've walked through and everything that we've lived through and all this armor that we have on that is so heavy. Wow, it was all worth it
because he is shining down on us. It's an amazing place to be, and I can only imagine. And Magdalena is going to reread a scripture, yes? A different version. So here she goes, and this is which one?
This is Isaiah 22:17.
No, we weren't ready to read that one yet.
No, that's what I read last time.
No. You read Isaiah 57:19,
but that's okay. So, commercial break. It's been a great live show, and Becky, I really want to thank you for being on the show with us today, and Coretta, as always, in our chat room, and because this week I've had a really interesting week and a lot of pain, so it was kind of interesting coming into this morning. So, Becky, it's been a great pleasure to have you with us through this, because one of the great things is there is no time to waste. We are here, and it is summertime, and we did lose Donna Summer last week or a couple of weeks ago. And one of the songs that I love to sing, and Magdalene has heard me sing this song, it is called, and it's the next song that we're going to play, and it's going to close us out, and it's called Last Dance. And it's really important for you to understand that there is no time to waste. Danielle had to live every day as if it was her last, and wow, what a great gift she left us with Nepal, being able to teach us what she taught her daughter, and that was to live. And what an amazing thing that she's going to be able to bring into this team and teach us all to live with a heart for Danielle. And so there is no time to waste. It's time to get up, because this is it. This is the last dance. This is the last song. This is the last time. This is it. We are here. We are graduating. This is it. So Isaiah 22:13. But look, there is outright celebration. You say, kill the ox and slaughter the sheep. Eat meat and drink wine. Eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So we have to party hard. Party now. Because really, the scary thing is you don't know. And there truly is no time to waste. And I know that me and myself, I have a lot of quote-unquote victims, survivors, overcomers are walking the same path that I'm walking. We exist as far as our personal lives. We live as far as our business. We live as far as our purpose. We live as far as making sure that everything is in the right place on the puzzle board, that when it comes to our personal life, a lot of us don't live, and it is time. There is no time to waste. So that's why doubling up is important, and even though I hate exercising and all that wonderful stuff,
it's good for you.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, as I was listening to that scripture, I just really felt like I just really wanted to share that, you know, it talks about, you know, celebrating and joy and living each moment as if it's our last, and that's so important. And the thing, what comes to mind is there's a scripture, and again, I'm in my car, so I don't have my Bible with me, but it says, you know, everything in moderation, obviously, exercise, eating, everything's in moderation, but it said, the one thing it says in the Bible is, be drunk on the Spirit. Do not be a drunkard, but be filled and drunk on the Spirit. And that's the Holy Spirit. And I believe that we can live each day as if it's our last when we truly, truly get a hold of His Spirit and let His Spirit guide us each day, because we just look at things with a different view through different goggles. And when the trees and the wind blows the trees, you know, that wind is like the Holy Spirit. You can't really see it, but you know it's there just by the motions and the actions and the things that it brings up in us because of God. And so I just was really just impressed to say that, because when we're drunk on the Spirit, everything else just is a little bit less irrelevant, and the day just seems to be, each day just seems to be that much better.
Amen, amen. And now I'm going to have Magdalena close us out in prayer, and we will end the show with Last Dance, because it is truly the time to celebrate. It is time for us to get up, and life starts today. It's graduation day, and woohoo! So, Magdalena, close us out in prayer, and I just want to thank everybody. Coretta, thank you
again and always for Worship Fit, which is, we know the baby has us on hold with that, but that's okay. But man, in our chat room, you do not know how blessed we are to have you there. And Becky, thank you so much for joining us. And Rebecca, Claire, I hope you guys are having a great day. Stuart, thank you so much for your amazing support. And so thank you so much. We will see you next week on Soul Sister Radio. And Magdalene is going to close us out in prayer.
Father God, as we sit here and we think of all the reasons to celebrate, that we can celebrate our names in the Book of Life, Father, that we can be close to you in heaven as you embrace us, as you wipe every tear from our face to bring us true inner joy. Thank you for your Son, who is our sunshine. Thank you for all the reasons that you have given us joy. And sometimes we have to go through the tough times so that we can understand and appreciate the good times. And today, I pray for my brothers and sisters everywhere in the world that we can celebrate life together, united because of your Son, Jesus, Father. And thank you so much. I pray for those who are seeking a relationship with God, that they can just open up their hearts, their ears, their mind to allowing God make some changes for us and guide us in the right direction. Thank you so much for your love, Father. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for allowing us to be part of this amazing show. Thank you so much for your sponsorship and your love. And definitely want to pray for our brother who is up among the stars, up in the universe, looking down upon us, for our brother Joe Akava and his fellow men up, you know, doing amazing things up there, and we can't just wait to hear from him and to celebrate his coming back home. And can't wait to we celebrate our homecoming with you, Father. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.